Hi, Jim. Mike Vega from the Boston Globe. How are you?
Doing fine, Mike.
Yeah, I know this has been a trying season for you this year, and you know, Bill Belichick was in here talking about how most teams just discount records, you know, going on a week-to-week basis. How difficult has that been for you, you know, as the losses have piled up, to try and get this team to focus on that next game?
Well, you know, I think our guys have been pretty focused throughout the year, that has not been an issue for us. It's just been an issue, obviously, of getting over the hump, getting that one victory that we need to get started. So, but I think our guys have been focused. Our practices have been, like they typically are, and you know, we just have not played well consistently all across the board, and that's what we have to continue to work towards.
Understand you're going to be making a change at quarterback this week. Is that
that's correct?
Correct. What do you like about Orlovsky? What do you think that he can do for you in terms of, you know, giving you a chance to win?
Well, you know, he's been around. He's got some experience under his belt. But you know, he's also a guy that he's smart, and he's been able to, you know, to grasp the system pretty well in terms of the operation. You know, we're looking forward to giving him an opportunity to show what he can do, obviously, on Sunday.
Yeah. With regard to Peyton, I guess the reports he was going to get examined today. Has that happened? And what are your hopes about what he might be able to do for this team, or has it just reached a point where it's better for him to shut it down?
You're referring to Peyton?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we just kind of wait and see what the doctor has to say. We'll see what happens. I know he has an exam today, and then after that, we'll make a determination on where we are as we go forward. But we'll see what happens.
If possible, what would the positives be of getting him back for a handful of games this season?
Well, you know, I'm not even going to discuss that because it's not even you know, something at this particular point that we know if it's going to happen or not going to happen. We don't know. That's what the evaluation is for. That's what the doctors have been monitoring. And what we have to do is that we have to play with who we have right now in terms of focusing in on this next game coming up. So there's other things in terms of speculations and all that, and, you know, forecasts in the future. We try to deal with a bit more definitive things. I know you guys, you know, do a good job of kind of projecting and those kinds of things, but that's not a business that we're in.
Thank you. When you guys change coordinators, what will change on the defense?
He's not answering.
Well, I'm not going to go into all of the things. If there are going to be changes, what those changes are. You know, it's just the thing. We just have to be able to play better. That's our key. That's the you know, obviously the main point behind it is that we have to get to the point where we're playing consistently well defensively. And I know you, for the most part, nobody would anticipate that it would be wholesale changes in a three-day period. So I know you guys do understand that. But you know, we're going to work at it, trying to be better at what we do. That's the real key.
Is there some sort of sadness or whatever on your part that, you know, this has been such a great rivalry over the years and there's been so much hype, and, you know, now it's a game that was moved away from prime time, and obviously the records are on the opposite ends of the spectrum, that maybe this game won't be what this rivalry has been over the years?
Well, you know what? Our guys look forward to the challenge. I mean, this is a great team that we're playing. It's playing extremely well. They're on a three-game winning streak, I think it is, and they've played extremely well during the course of the season. Their offense is hot. It's a great group of return men in terms of their special teams, and their defense does a nice job. They have, you know, guys that can make plays, you know, on their front. Real challenging day for us with Carter, who's got 9 sacks, and Anderson, who's got 7, and a corner that's got 7 picks, which is kind of, you know, I mean, I think that's the most that we faced this year from you know, and just in terms of a guy having the number of interceptions. So there's a whole lot of things to get excited about in this ball game because it's a real challenge, and and it's the best coach in the business. So you know, we got a lot to be excited about.
Jim, going through a season like you have this year, is that giving you a greater appreciation for what a guy like Peyton Manning does for your team?
Well, you know, one of the things that you find out is I don't take anything for granted, and so it didn't take me long, and I've been in this business for quite a few years, and And I've never taken anything for granted. So, every day that we have the guys that we have playing around us and with us and for us are tremendous people, and we know what kind of value that they have, for our organization.
There's a lot of talk this week about records with fans and media, and how do you deal with those numbers internally? How do you look at that?
We don't. Those things don't matter at this point. What does matter is this particular game, preparation leading up to it, and obviously making certain that we're, getting ourselves ready to play. All the other things are things that I think, obviously, there are a lot of fans who are interested in it on both sides because of the rivalry over the years, and I think that's the thing that kind of fuels it. Everybody's got an interest in our sport, which is great. But for coaches, and the players, our focus is on trying to get ready for this next game.
Bill Polian has spoken about it. I know the fans are wearing Andrew Luck jerseys to Colts games now. I mean, is it bizarre to have maybe one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game playing on your franchise or for your franchise and talking about taking a quarterback number one overall next year?
I don't get it. Matter of fact, I don't even entertain the thought, okay? There's a time to talk about those things when the season's over with, and then there's a time to focus and play football, and that's what we're doing. We're trying to get our team better. That's our only goal at this point in time, trying to get ready for a great team that we're facing this Sunday.